We have more news stories now, including a religious group accused of flouting planning rules and the millionaire and the Turkish princess behind squalid city flats. But first, a former RAF base could see aircraft flying again.
The prospect of aircraft once again taking to the skies from the former RAF Coltishall base has moved a step nearer, after council bosses agreed to lease a hangar to a company which wants to test planes there. And that could mean 90 to 100 jobs are created in Norfolk over the next 2 years, a major boost for the ScotAir Enterprise Park. The former airbase is owned by Norfolk County Council and is home to a number of companies which operate from the buildings. One of those companies is Swift Technology Group, which operates from Hangar 2 at the park. And at a meeting of County Hall's Business and Property Committee, councillors agreed to grant a lease for a nearby hangar to an affiliate company called Swift TG Maintenance. The company has applied to both North Norfolk and Broadland councils for permission to make use of the former runway to launch flight testing of its crafts. If approved, it would see the runway put to the same use it had for more than 60 years, though with neither the same volume or frequency.
Fears have been raised that Norfolk is in danger of, quote, selling off the family silver as County Hall gets ready to step up disposal of council property. As it looks to plug a multi-million pound spending gap, Norfolk County Council is looking to save £10 million by selling its assets. Finance Director Simon George said officers were working up what could be sold. He said the council, on average, disposed of £4.5 million of property each year and added, quote, for us to bring forward that £10 million, we will have to look at our list of assets and identify some chunkier ones to bring forward. But Labour's Colleen Walker told the council's Business and Property Committee, quote, I do worry about selling the family silver. Once it's gone, it's gone. Conservative Chairman Barry Stone said officers also and always explored other options to generate revenue ahead of disposal. Meanwhile, councillors agreed to put acres more land up for sale, including a 3.7-acre campsite at Tringham in North Norfolk. The council has received approaches from the local community around acquiring the site, but committee members agreed that if no acceptable offer is received, the site will be auctioned off after next February. The site is also home to the Cairns Foundation, a volunteer-run charity for young people whose camping sites are used by more than 200 young people a year.
The family behind a scandal-hit apartment block live a life of luxury and are members of the Turkish royal family, while their tenants live in damp and dangerous flats. The City Council ordered all 25 tenants to leave a 41-room apartment block at 60 St Faith's Lane as the building is in such a poor state. When we visited, the walls of the flat's corridors near Prince of Wales Road were covered in mould from leaking raw sewage, and the fire alarms do not work properly, making it unsafe for tenants to live there, the council said. Three companies linked to the apartments are also being chased for £130,000 in unpaid bills. Meanwhile, the landlords, married couple Nick and Aze Sutton, are millionaire property developers connected to the Turkish royal family. Mrs. Sutton owns a £7 million mansion in Sussex. Aze is a princess of the Turkish royal family, which once ruled the Ottoman Empire. She describes herself as an interior designer and calls herself Princess Aze Sutton on Company's House, where she is a director and shareholder, along with her husband, of a firm called Imperial Property Company Holdings Limited. That firm is the majority shareholder of Faith Lane Apartments Limited, which owns the Norwich Flats.
Many of us will have fond or not so fond memories of gathering around the kitchen table for a board game over Christmas on quiet Sundays or rainy school holidays. But now a Norfolk company is helping to bring those experiences back to life after signing a deal with the maker of some of the world's best known games. Zetu Games, based in Tavernham, has secured a contract with Hasbro, the brand behind Twister, Monopoly, Operation and Kaplunk, amongst others. The American brand has more than 40 years' experience in the toy and board game industry, and its games have been a staple in households on both sides of the Atlantic for decades. Some 500 of its products will be added to the 12,000 board games and collectibles in Zattoo's games range. Simon Budd, who founded Zattoo Games with his wife Trina, expects the Hasbro deal to bring in an extra £250,000 of revenue a year. To quote, "Hasbro is such a mammoth brand with worldwide recognition, so we knew that bringing them on board with Zattoo would be a huge achievement," he said.
A religious group has been accused of flouting planning rules by using its Norwich base for prayer without permission. In 2011, the Norwich and Norfolk Muslim Association, NNMA, was granted permission to convert the former Queen Charlotte pub on Dereham Road into a community centre. However, a condition of the planning permission was that the building could not be used for a variety of other purposes, including a museum, a law court, and a place of worship. The NNMA is looking to change this condition and has applied to Norwich City Council to alter the wording, removing place of worship from the restricted uses. An application submitted on behalf of the group says the condition in its current form is draconian, as everyone has a human right to pray and worship. However, a neighbour's response to the application alleges that the building is already used for this purpose. While the site is registered as a community centre, signs of the building refer to parts of it as a mosque. Its website also includes a prayer schedule. The NNMA has been approached for comment.
Pub landlords from 8 cities across the UK shared their knowledge on beer tourism during a forum in Norwich. The event, held at the Georgian Townhouse on Unthank Road, was part of the inaugural Forum of British Beer Cities, a network of pubs across the country hosting and promoting citywide beer festivals. Francis Brace, who has worked in the pub, beer and beer supply chain industries for more than 20 years, said the aim of the network is to bring economic activity back to the city and town centres, with the pub as a, quote, social hub.
The second feature, written by Derek James and read by Sarah Lusher, tells of a campaign launched to create a region-wide Fields of Remembrance.